Rabbanon who the atzvech v'hocha mishum idune akila bo Rabbanon. So the whole reason Yachayish that it was written shaloi lishmo is only at the Rabbanon de Kechshash v'heim omru and they said mishum idune akila bo Rabbanon. So Rashi says, what is the Kechshash? Rabbanon who the atzrichu l'meichesh l'milseh. The Chachamim were chayish, mishum deike da ashkach koso ba'imit. One can find a get that is already written for someone else. Kegain shenichtav l'shem echad midnei iroi sheshmoi kishmoi, ushmo kishmo, benimlach milagarish. This is such a incident could occur. We have a lot of in Timsaloimels, that the other person, that there's two people in the shtok with the same name, and one of them wanted to write a get for his wife, and then he decided not to, and then the other person wants to give a get. So this is all a writer shash, but that's what they were chayish. They were chayish, maybe this might occur. And it'll come out that the get was gechasmet shaloi lishma, was written shaloi lishma. So therefore, Rabbanu da atzruch v'hochem yishmigun akila bo Rabbanu lehemni lishliach. Let us see the bottom place. Rabbanu hu da atzruch, perish bekunteris, mishum deike da ashkech kosa v'oimit. Kegoin shenichtav l'shem echad mibnei iroi sheshmoi kishmoi. Was written to one of the bnei ha'ir that has the same name. V'nimnach melagarish. V'koshe. So Tosfos asks as follows. The behuchzak shnei Yosef ben Shimon. If there are in the city two Yosef ben Shimon, that's l'chayre, the only time we have to be chayish that such a thing could have occurred. I mean, samazai to think that there's two Yosef ben Shimons and we don't know that the sicha is not mistaken. We don't have to be chayish for such a thing. So we have to add on that the chshash is maybe in this thought there are two Yosef ben Shimons. And this scenario might have occurred, and that's why we have to be mevarer that it didn't occur. That it was written for the Yosef ben Shimon that he's the shliach of that Yosef ben Shimon that it was written for. So Tosfos says, in such a case, afilu nichtav lishmoi, such a case, you have two Yosef ben Shimons, which are married to two Rachels. So Tosfos says, so you took care of all the chshoshes, was written for this Yosef ben Shimon. But Taisha says, I have news for you. The get is apostle get min ha-teiret. His apostle garish boi l'ramei, k'damrinim bereish kol ha-get. Kosov l'garish boi es ha-gdoilo, l'igarish boi es ha-ktana. A person had two wives with the same name, two rochels. And kosov l'garish boi es ha-gdoilo. He wrote the get to give to the rochel that is a gdoila, leigarish by his ektav. So he's not allowed to give this to his younger wife, rochel, because that's shaloi lishmo. Vekama bigmore, ktanu de leimotzi megarish. He can't be megarish to ktanu because it's shaloi lishmo, a gdoila megarish, but the gdoila, he could be megarish. Mukilo kirabelozo veloy kirameya mishum de beinin shiye mechiach vitoich eide yachsime haiminai megarsha. Samach boy look me mas nisen kirameya. Now let us explain what Tosfos is saying. Tosfos learned pshat in the Gemara, and we'll see soon it's not muchach that this is pshat in the Gemara, but al kaponim Tosfos learned pshat in the Gemara as follows. There's a machlokes, Rab Meir and Rabbi Elezer, which type of Eidim make the shtar for a shtar. The mayor holds Eide Chsimekarsi, the Eidim, which are Chosum, that signed on the star, that signed on the get, they make the star for a star. The Chsime makes it for a star. Rabbi Lezer holds Eide Mesirekarsi. Don't need any signatures in the star, Mikeradin. You just give over the star, Bichnei Shnei Eidim. That's also sufficient. So now Tosfos says, according to Rameya, the Ramei holds Eidech Simekarsi. So you have to see the from the star what occurred. And therefore, if I have a star that it says that Yosef ben Shimon is getting his wife Rochel, and there's two Eidim Gechasmet. Now from this star, and I know there's two Yosef ben Shimon that are married to two Rochels. Now, by looking at this star, looking on the chsim of the two Eidim, do I know what occurred? I haven't the faintest idea what occurred. Knowing that there are two Yosef ben Shimons in the shtot, so the Eidim chsim are not telling me anything. I can go over to them and ask them, which Yosef ben Shimon was it? Oh, the tall one. Oh, so now I know. But that's not muchach mitoich hashtar. The hilchis Eidim, of Eidech Sime, the Eidech Sime have to relate to me Bichsi Mosam what had occurred. And if Bichsi Mosam, I can look at the Shtar and my mind is still a blank, I don't know which Yosef ben Shimon get Rochel, so it's a Possel the Shtar. It's Possel in Hilchus Mominus, it's Possel all over. Thus felt in Shtar, the Eidim have to relate to me what occurred. So Mamelis Atosfos asks on Rashi, that since the whole reason that Chazal said you have to say before Nainichtov is because of a scenario that the two Yosef and Shimons in the Shtotl were afraid something might have occurred, so Vaktosfos, in such a case, this is Apostle Aget Minatayre. You can't be afraid of such a chash. If you're afraid of such a chash that there are two Yosef and Shimons, so it's Apostle Aget. So this comes, I mean, if you're afraid of it, so finish. So you can't give such a get. The only way you can give such a get, you have to go be mishalish to Yichus Yosef ben Shimon ben Ephraim. You have to go all the way down till there be a shini in the Shemus in order for it to be a kosher again. And since you have to do that, so why you don't have a chash? If you didn't do it, it's a posel again. That is Tosfos kasha and Rashi. The Rashba says that Rashi is chaylik on Tosfos. Rashi holds, Be'emison, the Gemara, what Tosfos brings, the Gemara is speaking really about another thing. The Gemara is speaking about a shtar raya. That means a woman that holds a get, the get is a proof that she's geget. So there the Gemara says, according to Rameya, if Rochel will hold the get, G'doyla motzi legarish boy, that means that Rochel can hold this get and say she's geget, according to Rameya, she has no raya that she is geget. In Hilchis raya, that's 100% true. It has to be muchach, mitoicha eidim, I'm using the eidim l'raya to be matranashis ish. This is my get. Eidim are not telling me anything, that you're the rochel that was geget. I can't use the shtar as proof that you're geget. But in Hilchis Shtar Kinyan, this is how the Stipler explains, according to Rashi, in Hilchis Geirishin, it's a get. This din of Muchach Mitoich is only aloche in Shtar Raya. If the purpose of the Shtar is to relate something, to prove something, what occurred, so Mamela, I have to see this from the Shtar. The Shtar has to be telling me which Yosef ben Shimon was Megarish Rochel. And if the shtar isn't telling me, so it's apostle of shtar raya. But in shtar kinyan, that means in the etzem get, so Rashi holds that's a kosher get. If Eidim are saying that Yosef ben Shimon is getting rochel, so that's all, the chasmet for this Yosef ben Shimon, so even though an outsider that will look at this get will not be able to figure out what happened, that's leimala leimoyed. In Hilchus Chaya there's a problem, but in Hilchus Get it's not a problem. In Tosfos held that if there's no Chaya from the Get, so it's not a Shtar Kinyan also, it's not a Shtar Geirishin. The Shtar Kinyan works because of the Chaya. Because when I give you over this document, you have proof that it's yours, so that's how it works. You have proof that you're geget, that's why that's how the gerishin works. So Taisa says, if in raya, it is not a good raya, so a mele, so it's not a good get also. So that is Taisa's kasha and Rashi. If you're chayish for such a scenario, so a mele, then it's samazay apostle again. Then Taisa says, okay, and the kasha is because the Gemara wants to say our mission is going according to Ramea. According to Rameyam, it's a possible get, because like Rameyam, Mishum Dabini Shem Uchich, Mitech Eidachsi Ma'ay Minayim Begash. Besobach Boiluk Mimas Nisan Karameyam. Vafilu Le Rabbe Lozo. Now, Nataisa says, Afilu according to Rabbe Lozo, Tzach Eidim Mesire Sheyedu Shaso Abal Shliach Velekit. Now Taisus is saying another kasha. I feel according to Rabbi Lozo, it's apostle again. Why is it apostle again? Because the Edim have to be made. They have to know on the Das HaMeschayev. That means the what are Edim made on the Shtar? The Edim are made on the Shtar that the person who's writing the shtar wants to give a get. The person who's writing the shtar borrowed money. The Edim are made on the Das HaMeschayim. That means the one, he's losing a wife with the get. He owes money through the get. He's selling a karka. They're being made. He wants to give a get. That makes the get for a get. According to Rameya, the Edechsim are made. According to Rabbi Lezer, the Edim Mesira are made. So the Edim Mesira have to be made. That means they witness the giving over. Let's talk about a Poshita case. That Reuven gets Rochel. Fine. He gives over a paper, Areyat Muteres L'Cholodom, with the Nusach Hashtah, no Edim Gechasmet. The Edim are standing there. They watch over. They know what it says in the Shtah. So they watch over how Reuven gave Rochel the get. So they're the Edim that make the get for get. What do they know? What are they being made? They know that Reuven wants to get Rochel. Fine. That's their Edim. So by knowing, and by being able to be made that Reuven wants to get Rochel, so they make the get for a get. They don't have to sign on the get, but they have to be there b'shas mesiras again. Now, if you have someone coming in Eretz Yisrael, a shliach coming in Eretz Yisrael, and the shliach is giving over the get, because to Yosef ben Shimon's, and where he comes from, Medina Sayom, and he's giving over the get to Rochel, the wife of Yosef ben Shimon Aleph. That's he's giving over, and he comes over, and he calls to Edom, and he says that I'm a shliach of Yosef ben Shimon Aleph, and I'm giving over this over to his wife Rochel. And you have two Edom standing there. Now, can the two Edim be made that Yosef ben Shimon Aleph wants to get his wife? They don't know. The shliach said he's a shliach from Yosef ben Shimon Aleph, but that doesn't mean anything. They have to know about it. So if there's only one Yosef ben Shimon in the shtot, Remela. But if there's two Yosef ben Shimons in the shtot, so that what the shliach is saying, he's shliach from Yosef ben Shimon Aleph to get Rochel, his wife, the Edim cannot be made on this. They can't say Edis. Well, the shliach said, that's not Edis. They have to know. But this tachoyne one of ha'emfer Rabbi Kivege is sakasha. There's a Mishnah later that... By a shliach lekabola, if the isha made a shliach lekabola, for to be mekabel the get, so two edim are made that the shliach got the get, and two edim are made that she made him a shliach lekabola. So it seems the edim mesira do not have to know that she made him a shliach lekabola. That means we'll find out from other edim. There's no chesaron in the get that these edim don't know. They know that there was a mesiras again. If this is Takashlich Kabbalah, we'll ask the Rabbonim, they'll be Mavar, they'll be to wait them that she made him a Shlich Kabbalah. So the Achrayim say that there's a big difference between a shliach lekabbalah and our case. A shliach lekabbalah, you have to give it over to the isha or to the shliach isha. And if this is the shliach isha, so it's good. They saw it's given over to this person who says he's the shliach isha. We're not saying he's the shliach isha. We'll be mabaga later that he's the shliach of the isha. But they have to be made on the das ha-mischayiv. They have to say that Reuben wants to give a get. That is a chelik of their edus. That makes the get for the get, for a get. And that they can't do. Because they don't, if there's two Yosef ben Shimons in the shtot, so they do not know which Yosef ben Shimon, if the Yosef ben Shimon, which Yosef ben Shimon wanted to give over the get to his wife. So Mamelus Otaisa says, Vafilu l'Rabbalozo, Tzorch Eide Mesire Sheyedu, Shasto Abal Shliach. That means in order to make the get for a get, they have to know that this Yosef ben Shimon made this Shliach for a Shliach. Beleke. So therefore, Otaisa disagrees with Rashi. That is not the Pshat. Voimari, the Hod Ha'atzrach Rabbonon Hoche, Hayne Kedei Shloye Arech Abal. That the Rabbonah were matzrech kedei shelo ya'arer habal. V'yoymar, and he'll say, shekosvoy ha-seifa kedei le-islamit. He'll say that the seifa wrote this get kedei le-islamit. V'hu hichtem olav edim shuhu le-hoyaboki l'shmo. So, Teisva says, and we will see, as the sugya progresses, we have here a mahalach of Rashi in the Gemara and a mahalach of Taisus in the Gemara. Taisus already had said, and of Beis Amid Beis, the maskinim besomach the roi vekiyin hein, ustam sifri gmiri, veleke el alaz ba'alme. That means this whole thing is only alaz. That means there's no chash be'etzem. Rashi did not learn like that. Rashi learns there is a chash. Could be to Yosef ben Shimon, someone wrote a get. Good, it's a bait achshash, but it is achshash. The Rabbanu were chayish for this. It's a bait achshash, and on this achshash, they were mamin and neidecha. Mishimigun nekila bo rabo. According to Rashi, there is achshash. According to Taisus, there's no achshash. This whole thing, that is, stam sifri, migmigmiri, there's achshash last. He'll come and make tzoret. That's what they were afraid of. He's going to say it was written Shalei Lishmo. So Mamela, so he has to figure out a scenario how he's going to say it was written Shalei Lishmo. So he'll come and say as follows. The Sefer wrote to get l'Islamic. Well, that's, even though Stam Sefer Mig Megmiri, but you have to practice also. You're not born a Sefer. So this Sefer went and wrote to get l'Islamic. The Gata was his name and his wife's name, and he wrote it l'Islamic. Now, Kan Shayel Aben, fine. We'll buy that. How did it get to you? A Sefer would never give it to you, knowing that it wasn't written, I mean, the Sefer Ma'amig Megmiri. So the Mimoshe asked this Kasha, so how did he get, what is he saying? He wrote it in Islamic. So how did he get to him? So the Pelas Chaim says he threw it away. He wrote it in Islamic, they threw it away. And he threw it away because he knew, he was only afraid. But, like, he wouldn't throw it away. If the wife would live here also, he wouldn't throw it away. Because it's dangerous. But the wife, Baruch Hashem, is an Eretz Yisrael. So, Memele, this name, when he picked out a name, Reuben, then Reuben is getting Rochel, so he picked out a Rochel who doesn't live in the city, who lives in Eretz Yisrael, and he knew whatever he throws in the garbage will never get to Eretz Yisrael. Baruch Hashem. And maybe the husband will find this and give a get. After that he was Seimach and Reich. Many people know Lishma, Reich people know Lishma. So that he wasn't afraid. The wife won't get it, and Miss Tome, Afilu, the Reuben will find it. I could rely more or less. So that gave him an easy conscience to, instead of purchasing an incinerator, he went and, he threw it in the garbage. He was in Lamaisa. We're chayish, but the Baal is going to dine. He wants to make tzoris. He wants to be ma'ar. He's going to make tzoris. And tell him not. Tell him he's coming. He wants to be moitzilas. Bahu Hichtamalavaidim Shulai Haya Baki Lishma, he'll say, I didn't know the din of Lishma, and he's gonna make tzores. So that is why, that's why we need Bafani Nichtav and Bafani Nechtav. So, according to Rashi, the Chashash is more or less a scenario that could have occurred. And according to Taisvis, it's a chash, that's what he's going to be ma'ara. Now let us see a little further. Like the Gemara, Shavat Mishumi Guna Akila Borabona. So they were Mekel. So the Gemara says, Aikulahu, this is Akula Chumru. You're making problems over here. With your Kulash, you're making Chumras. If you would say, two Eidim have to say that it was written Lishmom, so he won't come and be Ma'ara. Because two Eidim say it was written Lishmo. Chad osi bal ma'ara uposalei. By one, the bal will come. You don't have a real pirah that was written Lishmo, only have you an Eidecha. Now he's going to come and be ma'ara uposalei. He's going to pass all the get. So what did you accomplish? This kula will end up with, she's gonna get married with this get, and he's gonna come a few years later and be ma'arer and rachman and etzlam. So the Gemara answers, even though ma'amar b'fnei kama nois neiloi. The Gemara says later, the shliach has to give this over before to people. When he said this dibur of b'fnei nichta, b'fnei nechtam has to be said either b'fnei kama nois neiloi. In front of how many people does he have to give this to? Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Chanina. Chad Oma Bifnei Beis, V'chad Oma Bifnei Gimel. Mikore Meidek Dayek. So, this Shliach knows that whatever he said is going to be publicized. That means he's saying a statement before Nei Nichtav and before Nei Nechtav. And later, imagine the Bezhenis, the Baal will come and say, I don't know you, and it never happened, and thus it's going to be Shreklach. So before he undertakes to say, B'fanei Nichta, B'fanei Nechta, Medek Dayik, B'loi Le'ruye Nafshe, he won't come and be Mekalkal himself. That means, we'll be 100% sure that it's Takachu what he's saying. Now, let us see Rashi and Tosfos. Haikulahi bitmiya, the matzriches trei, lemeima lishmo. If you would say the halacha is that you need two eidim to say that's lishmo, sulemotzi baal la'ara. So the baal can't come and be ma'ara. Hashta osi uma'ara. Now he'll come and be ma'ara. Vuki chad lebahadei chad. And then Rashi says a whole shtick Torah. And uki chad lebahadei chad. So, let me just say over two things. Again, according to Rashi, the chash is a emes chash, not a chash shlaz. It's an emes chash. That's what Mam Shif says by us also. It's an emes chash. Now, what are we afraid of? So, I'd just like to mention, this will understand the later Rashi. Amuridikim Meiri, who explains what we're really afraid of. The Baal will come and be ma'ara. What are we afraid of? We're afraid of like this. The Meiri says we're afraid a person. Sent a shliach, and then till the shliach came and goes, so he has time to change his mind and to have to be mischaret that he sent her again. Maybe he'll come to Eretz Yisrael and they'll see she's beget already, right? But he's still mischaret that he gave her again. So what does one do? So he says, maybe the get wasn't written the kashchis. Let me find out. Maybe I can passel the get legally. So he goes over, then he starts taking a course in Hilchus Gittin. He asks the Rav, tell me all the dinim, let me see if this is a kosher get. And then the Rav starts telling him the first thing, you know, after writing Lishmo, oi, hey, Lishmo, I didn't know this. I got it from, in fact, it could be that's where Chai is from. He'll find out that you need Lishmo. When he wants to passel the get, he'll learn Hilchus Gittin to find out if there's any passels in the get that he could passel the get. That's what he's going to do. And they'll find out there was Moloshmo, so he's gonna come and be Ma'arer and say, you know, I got this from a different Yosef ben Shimon. That was the chash, and we're afraid if he'll come and be Ma'arer. Now Rashi says, if he'll come and be Ma'arer, the Havalei chad kineged chad. Rashi says, a very parave nemonis the Baal will have. The Shliach says that, I was there when he wrote the get. It was written for him. And he'll say, no, I got this from Yosef ben Shimon. It's chad keneged chad. So the Brisker Rav explains, according to Shitas Rashi, Poshit will have late in the sugya that only the Baal could be Ma'ara. Someone else can't be Ma'ara. By all psulim. And here Rashi seems to say it's chad keneged chad. It's like it's one eighth keneged another eighth. So the Brisker Rav says as follows: there are three reasons why one could be ma'arav. One reason is I'm a baldova. You're taking something away from me, so I'm a baldova. I'm saying I can time out baldova. I can time. We mentioned in the beginning, the Ran says, "Ein ha'isha mamoinai shel bal." She doesn't belong to you. That means you're not a bal dovo. That means nothing was taken away from you. It's not called that you owed her, you possessed her, and now we're taking her away from you. As a bal dovo, you don't have nemonis. There's another koyach that one can tie in. I'm a bal hashtar. I wrote the shtar, this is my shtar, I can tell you about the shtar. Dr. Brisker Rav, you could only say you didn't write the shtar, since the shtars are my name, you can tell me I never wrote the shtar, it's not my shtar. But to speak about the kashrus of the shtar, that has nothing to do with a bala shtar. So memela bala shtar can only be made, the shtar is saying I made the shtar, I did not make the shtar, I did make the shtar, whatever it is. A Baal Ashtar is Nemon to be Mevarer. Is this Hishtar? Is this not Hishtar? But we're not talking about that. We're talking about Kashchis Ashtar. So therefore, als Kashchis Ashtar, he has no Nemonus whatsoever. Be'emes. But there's a Halacha. If an Eid Echot says one thing, and someone else says Fakert, I feel he doesn't have a Nemonus, he has a Koyach HaKroshe. That we had in Yevomis, and there's many rayas to this, that an eid echot, even though the second eid that doesn't have namonis, but he has a koyach to be makrish the first eid. So memela, that was the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara's kasha was, you say that it's a kosher ishtar, that it was written, before nein nichtav was written, I was there, I saw it was written for Reuben. So another eight, the Baal can come and say, no, it was not written for me. It was written, davalei chad kineged chad. Buki chad lebahadei chad. And memela, so we lost the biru. That means we were chayish, maybe it was written for Reuven Aleph, and Reuven Beis got a hold of it. So the shliach said, no, it was written for Reuven Beis. So now Reuven Beis says, no, it was written for Reuven Aleph. So it's chad kineged chad, his edus becomes bottle, and we're back to the chash where we started from. Chazal wanted a biru that it was written lishmo, that it was written taka for Reuven Beis. I lost the biru. What did you accomplish? So the Gemara says, given the omar ma'al kamon bifnei kama noisnoi, shliach zeli ishtoi. Bifnei nichtav bifnei shnayim. is mikore meidek vayek ashlich. Now Rashi has it to pshat. Pshat number one, shemekabloi miyad habal, v'yedeye boi sheberotzoi mikarsho v'lo yovoi v'ya'are. Pshat number one is go into santa pshat. That means the shliach knows. He's going to say before Nainichto. Now, if the Baal will change his mind, we mentioned before the Miri, the Baal will have Charot that he gave the get, and that he's going to start learning Hilchos Gittin to see how he can parcel the get. And then the Shliach is getting to hot water. So, Memele, so before the Shliach goes, he's making a journey from Medinas Yom Teretz Yisrael, he's going to say Bifnei Bezden Azoy and Azoy, and then later the Baal is going to come and say that he's Gimi Makrishim. So before the aid will undertake this Shliches, he's going to find out, do you really want to give a get? So he'll make sure that there won't be a Chashashiro. That means a shliach will never undertake to do such a thing, to be mefarsim, bifnei amveidov, bifnei bezen, that before nei nichtov, if there be any inkling in his mind that the Baal will be ma'arer on it. Mikore mei diktai ka shliach shemekabli miyad Baal, v'yoidei boi sheberotze megarsha, v'lo yovei v'yar, so he won't be ma'arer. So Mamelus, according to the first pshat, is we have achshash be'etzem, achshash was nizbarer through the Eidecho. Now you're asking, but maybe the Baal will be mischaret, will be ma'ar, and then it'll become bottle. Before the shliach goes, we'll find out for sure if the Baal is really being megarish barotzen or not. So Mamelus, according to the first, is adam to be chayish that this will occur. So Mamelus, if that is so fakel. So I only have to be mevarer my sofik, and my sofik was mevarer. That's l'chayre, the first pshat in Rashi. Then Rashi says, v'inami oire, eini nemon devad aidok b'milse shaper. Or maybe this is one hemshah. Then afilu he will be ma'arer, but since a shliach has to say this b'fnei bezen, is meidik dayik, so Chazal gave him an emunis more than an eidechot. That means this person, realizing what he's getting into, and he has to say this b'fnei bezdin, so we have a bigger birur than stamazoy eidechot nemon b'yisurim. That means eidechot nemon b'yisurim is that person is saying something, finished. I have to believe him. And Chazal, even though it's a dover sheber, al kaponim, since there's a roiv and stamazoy sifra, Sifri Migmigmiri, so we gave him the monos of Eidecha. That was till now. But the Gemara says now, but we gave him more than an monos of Eidecha. That since he knows that he has to give this over b'fnei Bezen, so he's made the Gdai, he'll be questioned by Bezen, Tzoros might come, so he's made the Gdai. So this made the Gdai gives him a Yisrein, the monos that the Akrosh of the Baal won't help. So you have nothing what to worry about. The Baal Bechlal doesn't have nemonis. He only is a koyach hakroshe. Abichad kineged chad. That's all what he has. Not we believe him in what he's saying. He only is a koyach to be makrish teidecho. So the Gemara says the shliach is more than a nemonis of an eidecho. He is meidek dayek, and since he's meidek dayek, whatever he says we will accept. We don't accept the hakroshe of the Baal. That is. That's how the Briskerov says pshat in this chash. Now let us see Taisvitz. Hai kulahu chumru. V'rei she'ish ha-rabbe, gabi mitoi chumru she'chmar toler b'soifo. The Gemara says like this. The Gemara says, Neidecha does nemon to say that her husband died. Meis bailo. So that's also a very big problem. Hayenemon, it's his chazak yisure, dover shebelve. So the Gemara says that they said that she'll be medayik. She won't trust him. She shouldn't trust him because they made a whole bunch of chumres. Taitse mizeh, mizeh. If the husband comes back alive, she'll be achkahak tetzores. She'll have a lot of problems. Mitei chumro, shechmal, taler besoifo. Is ikaltala vitchilosa, that says, that Chazal said that since she realizes if the husband is still alive, she'll have a multitude of problems, so she'll be medayik if what the shliach said is true, so that's why we believe the shliach. fragt die Gemorre, loi lachmer, wo loi leikel. So the Gemorre says, don't make these chumres, and don't make these kules. Mishani mishumigune kila bo rabona. Mishumigune kila bo rabona. We had to be meikel, she should be able to get married. But in order to assure us that, that the aid is not saying the truth, we made a whole bunch of chumres, which will motivate her to investigate herself if the husband is taken dead. And so therefore that's why we relied on the eight. So the Gemara says, why do you need this whole eight? Misha miguna kila barabon. Is loishayich lemifrachai kula hu chumru. So let's also ask the same kasha. You're making a kula for her, but eventually it can end up by being a chumre. That means if the husband comes back alive, so what did you accomplish from? Shemiguna kila barabon, and now she's in a terrible matzah. The matzah, what should the Gemara say? The matzah chos lotre. If you say you need two eidim, ubo bailo muteres larsa, kedimrin and hosa. If two eidim would say meis bailo, and then the husband comes back alive, they didn't cancel much. She should go back to the first husband. Now, one eight said, Meis Bailos, Teitze Mizem Mizem. So let the Gemara ask the same cash like the Gemara asks here, you want to be Mishimiguna, Kila Borabon, you're not making a Kula, you're making a Chumra for her. Let's look what could occur. The Hosam Zimnid Layev Shalisakin, Shaloh El Echot Shayamaka Shubaila. So Taisa says, over there you can't ask such a kasha. That means, what if only one person saw him dead, that he's dead, that knows that he's her husband? Only one person saw that he's dead. So what should you do? So you have to be mishumiguni kila bo rabonon, that we have to believe this one person or else she'll never get married. The filled with a lot of people. Who says, who will bring them here to say Eidus? This is Pshat in the Gemara's Kasha. The Gemara's Kasha is that over there, Mishum Eiguni Kila Barabona, that means in order she shouldn't be in Eiguni, we have to do something for her. Mishum Eiguni Kila Barabona, that means that, So we have to believe in Eidechad, because if we won't believe in Eidechad, she'll never be able to get married. But over here, by a get is a posha to Eitzah. By a get is an Eitzah that he can make lechatchila, send with two shluchim, will avoid all the problems. That's why here the Gemara had a kasha, and there the Gemara didn't have a kasha. The Tais is weiter, chad osi bal ma'arer oposalei. Now, Tais was learned, there's no shash ve'etzim, this is shitas ha'taisvis. The whole thing was achshash iro gebi ma'arer gebi moitzi laz elalaz ba'alme. Now Taisus got stuck over here. What's chad osi bal ma'arer uposalei? Posalei? How can he passel the get? That means there's no achshash whatsoever. I don't clear such a shaila if the get is shalei lishmo. He might make problems. So how could the Gemara say such a loshon chad osi bal ma'arer uposalei? According to Rashi, we said a beautiful beer. There's a chash be'etzim. Chazal v'chayish, maybe it was shaloi lishmo. And if there's a chash, you need an amonis of a deidecha that says it was lishmo. And now there's a baal that's being makrish and says it wasn't lishmo. So we have problems. We have halachic problems that the get will be posed halachically. That was according to Rashi. According to Taisus, Taisus said before, v'leka el olaz ba'almes. So what's pshat the Gemara chad? Osi bal uma'arer uposalei. How could he passel the get? Yesh leforish. So Taisma says the posalei mamish. He could passel the get. Tak. Af al gav the loy mehemen, even though he's not believed. The leke el alaz ba'alme. Mifsal, it becomes possible. So we have to understand this. How does this work? He's not, he doesn't have an amonis. The leka el alaz ba'alma. Mifsal, he can pass all the get. But let us go a little further. Maybe we'll get a little clearer in Taisus. Bim taima. So Mamela, the Gemara held that even though I don't believe him, but if he says he is a koyach, if he says it's a posel get, it's he has a koyach to be moitzi laz on the get to pasel the get. The imtaima imkain maisalke daitoch the mahani befoni nechtoch kiven the akati kala. So then Taisus says the whole thing doesn't make sense. That means, and again, Taisus lishitosan. According to Rashi, we had achshash derabono. I'm afraid maybe it's shaloi lishma. There's a myriad of people who don't know lishma, and maybe agam samaisa too, Yaisa ben Shimon's. I have achshash. So the aid has to come and say, hey, this to be mevaritos, it was written lishma. But the Gemara, but maybe the Baal will be ma'ara. So we have a mahalach. You have to be mevara that it was lishma, it was written lishma. And now, why is the new kasha? But it might end up by relying on an eidech, or you might end up with kilkula. According to Toisves, there's no chash be'etza. It's a kosher again. That's what Toisves said before, on that base, on that base. Lefi, the maskinim besomach deroi v'kiyinein, the stam sifrim migmiri, v'leke elo las ba'alma, the mistome shaloi kedinyar. So we have over here, not we have a true chash that it's shaloi lishma. We don't have such a chash. We mistame deloi mehem and shaloi kedinyar, but alas. So, because of this chash las, we said, say b'fani nichtav, b'fani nichtav. So the whole purpose of the b'fani nichtav is not because I clear that it's taka shaloi lishma. I don't call him that shaloi lishma. But I'm afraid he might be ma'ara. That's why they were masakim. So then the Gemara says, oh, he might be ma'ara. So Taisa says, so the whole takana doesn't make sense. The whole reason we said the shliach should say b'fani nichtav is because maybe the Baal be ma'ara might see a las. That's the whole reason. I don't have any true suffix whatsoever. And that's why he says b'fani nichtav. So it seems the b'fani nichtav has to help connect the last. I mean, or else it doesn't make sense. That's the whole purpose. This is why he says, maybe he'll come and the apostle will get. So what did you accomplish? This is a teretz and a kasha and a mahalach. I mean, the whole mahalach doesn't make sense. That's why he says, understand the whole sugya. If the whole thing was only because of achshash las, and now you're telling me with achshash las it can pass all the get. Yeshloim the salke daitach the mahani the roipomim lo yoytzi. Lo yoytzi she yizber shelo yaminu. No, we did accomplish something. That means we're. He wants to make tzoris. He wants to be mekalkalo. But the Baal will think that, but since the shliach said before neinichta, they won't believe me side to side. We're speaking about, is it worthwhile a 4-month journey from Medina Sayom to Eretz Yisrael to be mekalkalo? So if he knew, he would have siyata dishmaya memela. But he's going on siyata dishmaya. He wants the summers to be mekalkalo. And he thinks that they'll believe They'll believe the shliach. So we accomplished something already. We accomplished that he'll be scared to come out. But the Gemara asks, but what if he still wants to come out? What if he has such a strong yetzer hara that he'll come out? So that's not quite an accomplishment. So it's a length of nishta gansazach. Me you in mapik lay mipso. But the Gemara understood we accomplished that he won't go to be Makrish the shliach, but if he comes, he'll passel it. Ulamai the salke daitach. Now that what the Gemara held, that the Baal, with his las, can passel the get. Hodiktoni im yesh olav oirerim, yiskayim bechaysamo, Koinami amemei viget memdines hayom. So in our Mishnah it says Eretz Yisrael, which you weren't mekayim it. But now that the Gemara held that Irur Habal kimpasel the get, so it's going amedines hayom also. Period. Now Kan Shoyel Aben, what is Pshat and Taisvis? L'chayre, this Taisvis is going according to Rove. According to Rabbe. That the Chshash is also Lishmo. We'll see later the Gemara asks a similar kasha according to Rove. But let's go according to Rabbe. According to Rabbe, we have to know, was the get written Lishmo? So the Shlich says, before Neinichtov, it was written Lishmo. The Baal comes and tells the whole story. The Sefer wrote at least Lamed, and he found it. He was Machum Shloi Lishma. Fine. So, taking the Mishnah, Im Yesh Olav Oirim Yiskayim B'chay Smov. Now, how is that going to help the situation? How will Yiskayim B'chay Smov help over here? We're going to find, come, shall find to aid them who know the chsima of the two Eidim Medinas Hayom, Yiskayim b'chayismov, and so what does that help the situation? He also says, he didn't say it's a false get, going according to Rabbi. It could be, the Svar is mentioned in Er Zeruah, it's also mentioned in Chsam Sefer, that we have to understand Taisus says, and Taisus is saying something which is very mechudishtik. It's a laz. What does laz mean? I really don't believe it. I mean, that's what Taisus says over here. The mistamish like yedin yara. I really don't believe him. It's a laz. But he passes the get. And Taisus later is going to ask on this pshat. How do these things stim? It's a las and he passels the get. It could be he can passel the get with Amigo de Mizuyev. I mean, he's going to say like this. He's going to say it was written Shalei Lishma, and everyone looks at him and says, hey. He says, listen, if I be a liar, I could say it's Mizuyev. And then what are you going to do? You're in hot water. You're in Eretz Yisrael. So Memela, I'm telling you it's not Mizuyev, but it's Shalei Lishma. So he'll come with amigo. That means he has an amonis of amigo. That means even though, and perhaps we could be moisif one more nekude, which perhaps this will help the situation. Taisvis and Daf Beis Omed Aleph has a pilpul. Why don't we taine mezuyif in Eretz Yisrael? By a get, why didn't you tie the mezuyif? So we mentioned the Ran says, "Ein ha'isha mamoinei shel baal." You only tie the mezuyif if you're taking money away from someone. Shalei befono, we tie the mezuyif. She's not mamoinei shel baal. That is the Ran's teretz. What the Taisvus answer? It's a good kasha. Mishumiguni kilabor abon. But from Taisvus did not say the Ran's teretz. So Taisvus, for all practical purposes, could hold that Isha is Mamoine Shalbal. That means that Isha has a get, and so here we are tining that, she's tining gets a kosher get, and get. So the Baal can come and tine, listen over here, I'm a Baldova over here. If I wanted to, I could tine its mezuyif, then you have gehakt its oris. But you know what, I'll tell you the truth, it's not mezuyif, but it's Shalei Lishmo. So even though, between you and me, we really don't believe him, but our hands are tied. That means that, listen, but he's coming, he's a Baldova, he's coming with Amigo de Mizuyev, so he could passel the get. And that was the Gemara's kash. Be able to passel the get, to tainish leilishmo with Amigo de Mizuyev. So if it be Yiskayim b'chayisamov, so then he loses Migo. Just like Parati Migo de Mezuyev, your name and Kozman, you're not Mekayim Dishtah. Umishani, So the Gemara says, "May diktayi." Again, the v'loy osi baal la'are will be scared to come. Now we won't believe him anymore. We won't believe him, Aistis, this whole thing, since I have this Yisrael Nemonis of Medik Dayik. So, they won't believe him. There's no Las, he doesn't have a Koyach Avalitri Maitzi Las. Umiyu Einira Lari Laforishkein, she apostle Mishum Las Ba'alma, Kivin the Kinlam Shukosh. Now, the reader does not like this chat. That means that if we bepnimius levoveinu we don't believe him, we wouldn't passel the get. That means if he's telling us something which we do not believe ever occurred, we wouldn't accept it and wouldn't passel the get. Void midaloisnan bereisha maybe get mimdinas ayomim yeshav oirim yiskayim bechayis. Why did the Mishnah wait till the safe in Eretz Yisrael? Why didn't it say in the Reisha, M'yeshol of Oirem Yiskayim B'chayis? Look at Tani Seife. K'nira L'forish, U'posalei Hainu She'yaminuhu L'las. Now what the Gemara says is given the pasal does not mean halachically he'll pasal. But B'poyel, people will not marry her anymore. They'll believe the las already. They'll believe he'll have enough nemonis by people to be mekalkala. But he'll accomplish what he wanted to accomplish. That means, but be'enei anoshim, it's possible already. So the Gemara says that this Medik Dayik, that people won't believe him either. That's how Taisus wants to learn Shah. Zok the Gemara weiter. Ule Rove, the Omar, Lefi shein eidim mitzuyim lekaima. Rabbi said that why do we have to say b'fonei nichta b'fonei nechta? Because there's no eidim to be mekayimit. Liboy itrei. So we should need two eidim. Midi dahave akiyim shtoris talme. Just like every kiyim shtoris, you need two. So here you should need two eidim. Here you should need two eidim. Now, what is Pshat the Gemara's Kasha? What is Pshat? L'chayre, you need Kiyim Shtos if the Baal is Ma'arav Etz Mezuyif. If the Baal no one was Ma'arav Etz Mezuyif, what's your problem? So L'chayre, the Gemara meant to say as follows. And other Rishonim and Achronim, the Machna Frayim wants to say this Pshat, Nuris Gerishin. We once mentioned on the first year, there's a Shittas Rabbi Avigdor Koyin that holds, if a Baal says, or a Baal Dovo says, or a Baal Ashtar says, it's a Mezuyif Tikishtar, need Kiyam in Atayra. So the Gemara is asking Akasha, what was your whole purpose of being Mekayim? Your whole purpose of being Mekayim, according to Rove, is so Rashi says, Rashi said before that Shimyovi Abal V'yar Aleim like Kesafti She'edim Mitzvim Lakir Simus Eidim. Forget that we were afraid the Baal might come and be Ma'ara. If the Baal will be Ma'ara, you need two Eidim. Minatayri, you need two Eidim. So the Gemara is asking now, so what did you accomplish? What did you accomplish over here with this shliach? The Gemara asks, we are afraid that he'll come and be ma'ar, and there's no eidim to be mekayim. Liboy treisi, you need, if you're chayish for ir rabal, you need two eidim in atayra to be mekayim. Midi dava akim shtoris ta'alma. Smo says, eidecha dem and bisurim, he's nemo. So the Gemara answers as follows. Bidinu de bekiyim shtores nami loy leboy kidereish lokish. All kiyim shtores, when the Baal is not ma'ara. But we when there's a din of tanina mezuyif. So we wouldn't need kiyim at all. Da Omer Reish Lakish, Eide Machsumim Al Ashtar, Nasek Mishen Nechkere Idusam Bebez. You have a star. You don't have to declare that it's a Mezuyifnik Ashtar. Because, as she says, Leichotzef Inish Leziyufi. You don't have to declare it's a Mezuyifnik Ashtar. I can assume that it's a kosher Ashtar. V'Rabbonanu Da'atzrech. And whenever they were said you need kiyam, there's a dintanine mezuyev. So the rabbanon said you need kiyam. V'hoche mishum iguna kila bo rabbono. And here mishum iguna kila bo rabbono. So pshat is that under the rabbanon the kiyam they were makel al saguna. So the Gemara says that's only if we're saying if there'd be a dintanine mezuyev, so you can tell me here we won't tie the mezuyah, we will believe the shliach. Aber haikulo chumri di matzach lutrei li osi baal ma'ar aposolei, chad osi baal ma'ar aposolei. And when the baal is ma'ar, you need kiya min ha-teire. So the Gemara answers, kiven da o ma'ar bifnei kama nois nilo, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Chanina, chad ome bifnei shnayim, chad ome bifnei gimel, mikore me diktai, Le'osi le'ruye nafshi, so the shliach won't come to le'ruye nafshi. So what is the teretz? So the achreinim say, the machnafrayim says, that means we had mentioned before that the, according to Rabbi Avigdor Cohen, when the baal is ma'ar nidkiyam min ha'teira. Then the Gemara said that when the baal is not ma'ar, you need kiyam min ha'rabbonon, and because Eidem was summa malashta, but then it was, but what if the baal will be ma'ar? That's what we're really afraid of over here. So they all say that since it was niskabel, the nemonis of the shliach, before the irur habal, so like the shtar, the get was hurzak, that it's a kosher get, it's not a mezuyif to get. So mameila filu, the baal will come, he's not, filu, the baal will come later, he's not nemon anymore. So that is the shakla v'talya in the Gemara. The Gemara and the Havamina held through Ira Rabbi Nidkiyam in Atayre. And the Gemara answers, but since the Shliach came first and he has his Medik dying, and we assumed already it's not a Mezuyif Tikishta, so then the Baal will not be Nemon anymore. So the Gemara says further, V'rove my time like Omar ke Rabbi. Why didn't Rove say like Rabbi? That means Rabbi said the time was Alts Lishmo. Why didn't Rabbi want to say like Rabbi? Omar loch miktoni befonai nichtav lishmo, befonai nechtam lishmo. So if the whole tachlis is for lishmo, so why was that not the madbeya of the loshen of the shliach? The shliach should say, we heard Rashi said before in the avbeis and medbeis, the shliach says befonai nichtav, and we ask him how the we had mentioned before, wanted the shliach to be there, we should be able to be mevara, what happened, and we'll ask him. L'chayre, if we want to find out if it's lishmo or not, let us be misakim that the shliach should say lishmo. That was Rav's kash and abayu. And rather, and since we see just as bifanei nichtav, so that it says not out lishmo. The rabbi. So the Gemara, so Rabbi said, "Bedinu de lisniach." You're right. You're 100% right. Since the tachlis of the takana was als lishmo, they should have been misakim from anichtav lishmo. Ela di mafshis leidi bure. But if he's going to have to say a whole nusach, "Befonai nichtav lishmo, befonai nechtam lishmo, osi lemigzayim." So he might come and skip a word, and then we're in hot water. So therefore, in order to avoid this, they said, let him not have to say so many words. So memele, then we won't be in hot water. We'll see in Rashi Klo. For like the Gemara, now he has to say also four words. Vani nichta, vani nechta, mashnam yosel mikzaya. So the Gemara says, chodam itlas goyis. If he has to say, vani nichta, vlishma, vani nechta, so there's three words there, he might skip a word. But if he only has to say two words, he will not be medalic these two words, and memela it's a kosher again. Let us see Rashi. Hosi lemigzaye, v'loyoyma kulu, he won't say all the words that have to be said. V'mrina lekamon, kolam v'shana mi bit peyish etobu chachomim begitin havlad mamza. That means that's what Rameyer said. Rameyer said if Chazal made a matbeye, a seder, what has to be said, what has to be done, in your Mishane, Chazal said it's a posel again. So Memele, therefore Chazal, that means you're right, it would have been preferable that since the Tachlis HaAmiras HaShliach is to find that it was written Lishma, so it would have been preferable, you should say Rochel Bitchlach Tane. Let him say Befonai Nichtav Lishmo, but Chazal were afraid this preferability might end up with a kilkul that he'll be guy is one word and it's bitter. So the whole get will be possible. Chodemitarti. Then we're going to ask him, in Nichtav Lishma. We'll ask him, was Nichtav Lishma? Omerin? And he'll say yes. So again, this is Rashi Lishitosi Davbeis, that we ask him. So the Divri Yecheskel says, this is, before we go further in Rashi, this is very Gishmak. The Gemara asked Akasha, the Seder Lefiyemis, according to Rashi, is, we want him to be there, that we should be able to be Mevara, what happened? So we want him to be there and to say that he was there b'shas t'ksiva. If we have someone in front of us who was there b'shas t'ksiva, then we'll start questioning him. Was it lishma? Was it not lishma? But that was the tachlis. So the Gemara asked, why do you make it in such a seder? He says, he says, and then you ask him, let the takona be, let him say klov of ani nichtav lishma. So the Gemara says, that means like this. If that would be the takona, so then the takana would be the questioning and the answering is not good. He has to tell us on the Shulchan Aruch, on the silver platter, the get was written Lishma, so it's written Lishma. So if we would make such a takana, so then if he doesn't say it perfectly, so it'll be a possible get. So therefore we made that it should be, well, let him say the minimum amounts what he has to say, and then we'll question him. That's the first Mahalach in Rashi. The second Mahalach in Rashi says, Inami stoma lishma kamasi. Now here Rashi says, that could be, if he says, stoma b'fonai nichtov, so that it's understood that what he's saying is to come to tell us that it's lishma, because what's the tachlis of telling us? The Sam Sefer explains, Rashi and the Beis Amid Beis said we asked them. Rashi didn't say, Stoma means Lishma. Taisa said, Stoma means Lishma. Here Rashi is two Mahalchem. So the Sam Sefer explains, because Rashi and the Beis Amid Beis was going, and the Gemara held it at the Reis of the Kefshash. The Gemara held, before the Gemara knew all the Terutzim of Roy, and in Sam Sefer's Amigu Miri, the Gemara held it's a real Shaila of the Reis. So there Rashi held that you wouldn't be saying on a stomach lishma. Is it have to be mevara? That how it was. So you have to ask him. Now that the Gemara says already that the whole thing is a vaitach shash, so then Rashi says could be that before nei nichtav is also sufficient. The ksiva v'chasima be'ina lishma. So that he has to say. The kivin, the chol, chod, the milsa, bapay nafshehi, loy gai. Since each thing is a bazundere, hey, this, that means he has to speak about the ksive, he has to speak about the chsime. So, but maybe we don't have to be afraid he'll skip out anything, because Kosman doesn't say these two words, he's not saying anything. So therefore, we left it with this, with the pone nichtav and the pone nechtav.